Today, a 20% chance of showers and storms, mostly sunny, a high of 86. Tonight, a 50% chance of showers and storms, mainly after 1 a.m., mostly cloudy otherwise, a low of 66. And tomorrow, a 30% chance of showers and storms, partly sunny skies, a high of 84.
Yesterday, we topped out at 91, overnight low down to 63. Right now, it is calm, it is sunny, it is 67 degrees here at KVOE Live. And local headlines this morning, a service of ESB Insurance and Financial Services. When you work with ESB, you are part of the family. Let Fred Harder address your needs today and for many years to come. Call Fred at 340-9925. ESB Insurance and Financial Services. Good morning. It is 842. Stay tuned. Newsmaker 2 next.
Pool owners on the lookout for better ways to keep pools sparkling clean with less effort have some great new options. BioGuard Silk Guard Complete creates luxuriously soft water, lasts much longer than basic chlorine, plus adds an extra layer of algae protection. BioGuard Algae Complete provides broad spectrum control of pesky green, mustard, or black algae, or kills it quickly in just 24 hours. Get the complete details on these exciting products at Jack's Lawn and Pool at 829 Commercial Street.
Enter to win groceries from Goods Cash Saver. Today, text the word GOODS to 620-342-5863 for your chance to win a $25 gift card from Goods Cash Saver. Winner will be announced after 4 o'clock today.
KVOE Live and Local, good morning. It is 8:43.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And at 8:43, we are very pleased to be joined this morning by Jackie Morris, Dynamic Disc. Jackie is the tournament director for the Dynamic Disc Open coming up next week here in Emporia. Jackie, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are y'all doing today?
We are doing good, and we appreciate you giving us a few minutes out of your busy schedule to join us. So are things lining up nicely for the big Dynamic Disc Open event next week?
So far, so good. So I'll say yes.
Well, that is good. That is good to know. So this is a little, I guess, some adjustments. The Glassblown Open was earlier. Now the Dynamic Disc Open is coming up here in the month of June. So we're going to be fielding, what, the top pros in the world, Jackie?
Yes, that is correct. 180 of the best.
The best of the best, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So are they all locked
coming
in?
Out.
Yeah, they all locked in, ready to be here then?
Yes. I'm sure we'll start seeing a lot of them come in Monday and Tuesday.
So what is the layout of the tournament? What's the schedule? How will things work?
So the competitors are playing at the Emporia Country Club course on a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday next week. There are some other things happening during the week, throughout the week, but those are the tournament days, official days.
So basically 3 days then, is that right, Jackie?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
So are the, you mentioned we got the men's and women's divisions, both will be playing out at the Emporia Country Club?
Yes, that is correct.
What time does play start basically on a daily basis? How's that broken down?
We will have 10-minute tee times starting at 7:30 a.m. and going until 3 p.m. each day, and rounds last about three and a half hours.
What about spectating? How will that work?
So you do have to purchase spectator tickets to be on site. I believe we actually are getting ready to release a discount code to Emporia locals to get spectator tickets at a discounted rate, and I know that there's some businesses in town doing some giveaways as well. But there are spectator zones on the course. There'll be food, drinks, and then, yep, you'll just walk around and watch some of the best disc golf.
Well, you know, Jackie, Ron brought it up just a minute ago. Obviously, we had the Glassblown Open made its return. It was an amateur-centric event earlier mm-hmm. this year. I guess, how do you feel the turnout will be for both professionals and amateurs that we've kind of seen during this specific event years past? Do you think kind of splitting those up, we might see less people in town, or do you think we're still going to see a pretty high level?
We'll probably see less people in town just because it is split, but we still have had, like, full divisions for disc golfers. So the disc golfers haven't been turned away by any means, making these two divisions or these two events different.
Maybe just a little bit less spectatorship, definitely still high quality levels of talent.
Correct.
Well, you've got the best of the best coming in here, as Jackie mentioned, over 180. And this is a stop on the Pro Disc Golf Tour. Is that right, Jackie?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that is correct.
So the Professional Disc Golf Association, all the all their filmers and media buzz and, just regular disc golf fans will be in Emporia here for the entire week. And, of course, the golfers with their teams, family and friends, will be on hand because, Well, heck, we are the disc golf capital of the world, aren't we?
Amen.
Yes, that is correct.
So this, we are. So this, I would assume, then, would be a pretty popular stop for the pros, is it not, Jackie?
Yes, it is. And we always try to, give the best disc golf possible. Our courses are great. They always look wonderful. And then the community obviously just makes that much of a difference as well.
Speaking of the community, there will be, another big dynamic disc open block party and food truck festival happening. Is that right?
Yes, and that is on Saturday the 17th. Main Street's helping us out with that, and the Bourbon Cowboy is doing the adult beverages. We are completely full, too, so it's going to be a great block party. We have activities for kids. I know Justin and I were looking at some sprinklers, but disc golf vendors, food trucks, and local community vendors will all be there. So everyone come on out. It starts at 5 p.m. and goes to 10:30. And we're in some of the longest days of the year, so it's going to be light out for very late.
Well, thanks for that meteorological update there.
Yeah.
You are with it.
She's taking our job there, Ron.
Tournament directors are in the know with this.
You know what's crazy is how much I have to look at the weather and the sunset for my job. So
Jackie could tell us, too, that sunset's at 8:47 here tonight. She knows that.
Yep.
Right. Mm-hmm. Jackie, if you're ever looking to do any severe weather coverage, we'd love to have you.
Perfect. Okay, yeah. Just call me when that's happening.
Gotcha.
Before we let you go, Jackie, are you in need of volunteers?
We could always use more volunteers. We are looking to fill some final spots on just very basic things, too, like helping monitor gates. We're doing course prep this weekend at the Country Club starting tomorrow at 8 a.m. and then finishing up on Sunday as well. So tear down's a big part of it too. We just always say the more hands we have, the quicker it goes. So if you are looking to volunteer, dynamicdiscopen.com.
And we can, is that same place we can get tickets to?
Yes.
Okay.
That is correct.
Well, we hope we have a great week and hopefully we'll be able to, pry you away for a couple of minutes next week too, Jackie, to kind of give us an update or updates on activities happening. But folks, I tell you what, the routine here. This is the best disc golf in the world. The talent here is just incredible. I mean, if you've been out there and watched before, you've seen what kind of awesome ability that these players have. It's certainly something that if you have an opportunity, get out and witness it and be a part of the Dynamic Disc Open coming up next week. Jackie, we appreciate your time as always.
Thanks, Jackie.
As always, thank you for the opportunity. Y'all have a good day.
All right, you too. Jackie Morris, who's the tournament director, the Dynamic Discs Open.
Going to be a great time here in Emporia next week with all the disc golfers in town, Ron.
Yeah, big welcome.
Absolutely.
The very best professional disc golf, and it really is. It's
kind
of jaw-dropping what they can do.
Well, it's crazy. Just 2 weeks after we had all the riders in for Unbound, now we're going to be inundated with disc golfers. There's always something great going on in Emporia this time of year, Ron. Do want to remind everybody, if you would like to get on our morning show schedule, especially for the Newsmaker 2 segment, as you just heard there, again, we are almost completely full up for next week. I think we got